This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's public approval rating has hit its lowest level since the pandemic began, amid growing frustration over lockdowns and a sluggish vaccination drive, according to a poll published on Monday. A news poll conducted for the Australian newspaper shows Morrison's public support dropped 4 points to 47%. He has been under fire for a slow vaccine rollout, which critics say has plunged large parts of the country into a cycle of stop-and-start lockdowns to deal with outbreaks of the highly infectious Delta variant. Approval of Morrison's handling of the pandemic has almost halved from a high of 85% in April last year during the peak of in the first wave of infections. Sydney and Melbourne, Australia's two largest cities, are under hard lockdowns, while Southeast Queensland, home to the third largest city of Brisbane, came out of strict stay-at-home orders on Sunday. A former assistant who filed a criminal complaint against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo last week on accusations he groped her in the governor's executive mansion is speaking publicly for the first time. In a televised interview to be broadcast on Monday, she says the governor, quote, needs to be held accountable. She is one of 11 women Cuomo is accused of sexually harassing, according to an investigative report released by the state attorney general's office last week. The woman said she filed the report to hold Cuomo responsible for his actions. Quote, what he did to me was a crime, she said in an excerpt released by CBS on Sunday. Quote, he broke the law. Cuomo has denied any wrongdoing and has resisted widespread calls for his resignation, including from fellow Democrats such as U.S. President Joe Biden. This is VOA News. Authorities in the U.S. said Sunday a monstrous fire in Northern California has grown to become the second largest wildfire in state history, with three people reported missing and thousands fleeing the advancing flames. The so-called Dixie Fire now covers an area larger than Los Angeles and is the largest active wildfire in the United States, but one of only 11 major wildfires in the state of California. Cal Fire says the blaze remained 21% contained Sunday, unchanged from the day before. Crews estimate the fire, which began July 13th, will not finally be extinguished for 2 weeks. The Taliban tightened its hold around northern Afghanistan Sunday, capturing three more provincial capitals as they take their fight to cities after seizing much of the countryside in recent months. The insurgents have snatched up five capitals in Afghanistan since Friday, a lightning offensive that appears to have overwhelmed government forces. Fighting in Afghanistan's long-running conflict has intensified since May, when foreign forces began the final stage of a withdrawal due to be completed later this month. Three capitals in the north fell within hours of each other Sunday. Lawmakers, security sources, and residents in the cities confirmed the withdrawal of foreign forces is due to finish at the end of this month, ahead of the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. The U.S.-led invasion sparked by 9/11 toppled the first Taliban regime in 2001. Israel's prime minister said Sunday he holds the Lebanese government responsible for rocket fire launched from its territory, whether the Hezbollah militant group launched the weapons or not. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's comments come days after one of the heaviest flare-ups in violence between Israel and Hezbollah in several years, and indicates Israel could expand its response if the rocket fire continues. Over several days last week, militants in Lebanon launched a barrage of rockets into Israel, drawing rare Israeli airstrikes into Lebanon. In a statement on Sunday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on, quote, all parties to exercise utmost restraint, saying it was important for all sides to avoid actions that can further heighten tensions and lead to miscalculation. The United States surged past China for the lead in gold medals on the final day of the Tokyo Olympics on Sunday, the U.S. women's volleyball team beating Brazil and securing the Americans' 39th gold medal, one more than the Chinese delegation. Japan, the host country for the pandemic-delayed summer games, set a national record with 27 golds and won 58 medals overall. The closing ceremony wrapped up the Tokyo Olympics on Sunday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.